good public-private partnership. It's going to create jobs for the region. It's going to attract businesses here. You know, that investment, I think, is very significant. And it's a reminder that, you know, New York is where a lot of these high-tech companies are locating and growing their businesses. And this is just one step, another step in the right direction.
A few years ago, maybe 10 to 20 years ago, a lot of people in the Schenectady area thought, well, the glory days of GE are gone, especially at the main plant. But GE is still here and it's growing.
Yeah, my father worked at, my father came, I'm a first generation here. My father came to New York, my parents, my father came to work at GE, and he worked there for 30 years. And it was a different type of manufacturing that he did. He worked in Building 273, and he was doing, insulation taping around copper, working on pieces of the turbines they built there. Now technology has changed. You're right. It's a different type of technology, a different type of manufacturing. And I think we're seeing that through these announcements. We're seeing the investment. We're seeing high-tech industry. We're seeing different types of companies investing in New York and different types of jobs being created. And I think we're, you know, this is good because we're leading the way. We're investing and we're creating these jobs right here. And I think this investment is just a reminder that the high-tech companies are coming to New York. They're looking at New York. And it's attracting more and more, and it's creating those jobs that we need.
You mentioned your father worked at GE in manufacturing, but the manufacturing jobs of today are quite different. They're high-tech. They're quite demanding. How does New York get its students ready for those type of high-demand manufacturing jobs?
Well, I think that, and I think it's exactly right. I mentioned it. You mentioned it, that manufacturing is different. A lot of, it involves different knowledge now, computers, a lot of different things. A lot of things have changed over the years. And the job that my father worked at perhaps doesn't exist anymore. It may be done by a machine at this point. But we, as as a state, we need to realize that. And we also need to look at how we're educating people to put them back to work. How we're educating our workforce. There's a bill in the assembly for career and technical education in high schools where different tracks, you can learn different types of technology, go in different directions. And also the community colleges have a lot more certificate programs now. And I think, you know, at the high school level, if we start investing in these types of degrees, these types of career tracks, I think there's a lot of opportunity. There's renewable energy. What we just mentioned today, the high-tech industry, there's a lot of different ways to educate the workforce of the next generation and also people that are not ready to retire, that want to go back to work. They have an opportunity to go and get a certificate program, get involved on a career track where they can take one of these new manufacturing jobs. There's a tremendous need for it, and it's going to continue to grow, and I think that's one way we can help.
Another economic development plan being put forward by some and some disagree with is gambling casinos. Where do you stand on casinos? And there's one plan for Schenectady, another near the city of Amsterdam.
Well, you know, those two, it's in the hands of the board now, the selection board. And I think that I hope they make a good decision. I'd like to see some economic development come out of this. I'd like to see new jobs come out of this. I want to make sure that it's a community partnership wherever the casino ends up being sited. If it ends up in my district, again, I'd like to see the new jobs. I'd like to see the economic development, but I also want to see it done in a way where it's part of the community and where there's some safeguards in place. Again, it's my main concerns with this whole process was that the local voices were heard, that they had their local communities had their say in the process. Now that applications have been submitted, I hope that they make the best decisions for our communities and for our districts.
Do you think the casinos in your district have a good shot at this?
All the applications I think are very competitive. They all have good things to offer. I think that they all have a very good shot at it. I think it's just a matter of the selection board making a good decision, a good sound decision on where the best location may be.
We talked briefly about Schenectady and the history of General Electric. The city of Amsterdam has a history of textiles, of factories, of rug making. That history seems to be gone now, probably never coming back. What is Amsterdam's future when it comes to business and industry?
Well, I think, reinvesting in our upstate cities is very important. In Schenectady, we've seen the downtown redevelop and new businesses come in, and different types of investments have been made. And I'd like to see the same investment made in all upstate cities, including Amsterdam, where we can reuse some of these buildings, some of these old manufacturing buildings, attract new businesses. Some of the buildings, some of the buildings may have to be demolished, taken down, gotten to a point where they're shovel ready, and start to reinvest in these cities. A lot of the infrastructure is already there; doesn't need to be rebuilt. Sometimes it just needs to be updated. So I think the reinvestment in upstate cities is very important. We've seen it happen in Schenectady. I'd like to see it happen in Amsterdam, and all upstate cities. They have a lot to offer. There's a lot of history through the corridor. There's a lot of history, a lot of waterfront property. There's really a lot of hidden gems that we have to offer, and we just need to figure out a way to use or reuse some of the infrastructure that's there already, and make that investment in these cities. I think we'll see people coming back to upstate cities. I think we'll see small businesses want to locate there. And again, with some of these initiatives we're doing at the state level, we're working towards bringing that economic development back, bringing those local jobs back. And it's about, my family came here to Schenectady because, they wanted an opportunity to raise a family, and that's what everybody wants, the opportunity to raise a family, to work, to do some good things. And I think that if we make sure those opportunities remain and figure out ways to expand on those, I think that you're going to see families coming back to upstate cities.